Before the attacks of September 11, 2001, the major U.S. airlines were losing money. Since that day, however, they have frequently claimed that worries about terrorism are keeping potential travelers on the ground. Travel commentator Christopher Elliott notes that some upstart carriers are enjoying robust growth while the old-line carriers suffer. He wonders if the major airlines are willing to do what's needed to make their business prosper.
Full-service carriers such as American, Continental, and Delta, and I use the term full-service loosely, have taken all the traditional steps to reverse course. They've pared capacity by 14%. They've laid off more than 100,000 employees since 9/11. They've eliminated food service. They've imposed new fees on everything from luggage to itinerary changes. They've even done the seemingly impossible. They've added more seats in economy class to squeeze extra passengers into a plane. They've done everything except change the way they think about themselves, the business they're in, and the people they serve. And that's too bad, because revolutionary change is the only thing that can save them. Here's something revolutionary the airlines should consider: the way they think of us. They got it right 4 years ago when, under pressure from Congress to get their act together or face re-regulation, the airline industry unveiled a plan called Customers First. The carriers promised to handle our complaints quicker, to tell us if there was a lower fare available, and to be more upfront about delays. But they couldn't stop thinking of us as passengers, as cargo really, and the 12-step program fizzled. Thinking of us as customers instead of passengers would reverse the process of dehumanizing air travelers that began after deregulation in the 1970s. If airlines thought of us as people again, how could they possibly subject us to long flights without food, to seats without legroom, to surly service? How could they possibly create the incomprehensible ticket pricing system they've created? The major airlines also need to change the way they think of themselves. It seems the model of a post-deregulation airline, which was a hungry, vicious bird that preyed on its passengers and didn't play by the rules of competition, is no longer viable. Air travelers are too smart to be taken advantage of, thanks to tools like the internet. And re-regulation as a way of reining in the industry is being seriously discussed. What works? Try flying on AirTran, Southwest, or JetBlue, low-cost, no-frills airlines that aren't mentally atrophied, if you want to see what the future is like. The rest of the carriers will have to catch up to these profitable competitors or find themselves permanently grounded.
Christopher Elliott is the ombudsman at National Geographic Traveler.